Well, I think from the presentation I gave, I think there's a range of different issues, and they all play out at local, national, regional and international level. I think one of the ways of looking at it is it's quite a complex mishmash of interconnecting factors. For me, it's very much around making sure that the population, the states and the elites have some form of social contract in terms of the agreement in terms of how security and justice might be provided, and that there's a mechanism for holding each of those different actors to account. But I think at the moment we don't understand sufficiently how security is provided, by whom, who benefits, who loses out, and what the challenges are between different parts of a country that where security and justice issues may not always be homogenous. So I think there's a real need to try and make sure that before we engage in programming or political interventions, we have a much better understanding of the context in which we work. I think secondly, I'd say that there is a real need to try and make sure that research is a bit more operational in nature, so that when it's produced, it can directly inform decision making, rather than often, I think, being produced after the fact, so people look at these issues with hindsight rather than at the time.